Making fun of rich people is a time-honored tradition in Britain. From 18th-century comedies like School for Scandal to the upstairs-downstairs riffs of Jeeves and Wooster, critic Bob Mondello says you can now add a new film to the list, a social satire that is simply titled Greed.
There's a reason gazillionaire Sir Richard MacCready is known as Greedy MacCready.
Look at that. You can't buy a view like that. Oh, wait, no, I have.
A fashion world bottom feeder, played by Steve Coogan, he's scammed his way to wealth, buying and asset stripping his competitors, paying starvation wages to Bangladeshi workers, and, as he tells a parliamentary committee, employing tax dodges.
I pay what I have to, and no more, because I'm not stupid. If you want to chase people avoiding tax, why don't you go after the big boys? I mean, look at Apple, look at Amazon, Starbucks. Talk to Bono. He's avoided hundreds of millions of tax by claiming that you two are based in Holland. It doesn't stop him going around the world in your nan's sunglasses proclaiming about ending poverty or whatever.
Or whatever. This guy has decided to throw himself an extravagant 60th birthday party on a Greek isle, complete with gladiators fighting lions, which would have been Rome, not Greece, but whatever. Also, employees dressed as slaves, appropriate to how he sees them. Maybe Elton John singing by the pool.
So what kind of budget are you thinking for the party?
Oh, whatever it takes.
£1 million.
What? So is that for the whole party or just for the music?
Well, what do we need?
Well, it depends who you like. What about Shakira? What's her quote looking like?
Shakira, probably go up to about three million
for a whole package. How much is Tom Jones?
He would be around sort of 350.
That's a bargain. We'll have two Tom Jones.
Complicating matters slightly is that MacCready's brought a journalist along to record it all for posterity.
This is Nick. He's chronicling my life.
Nick is not smooth.
Hi, you're the fashion editor?
Yes. Did you expect me to look a bit more like a model?
Of course not. You look great.
What Nick witnesses, as he chronicles, is party prep not going well, workers quitting, a lion who's not looking very ferocious, guests canceling after that investigation.
Angelina's now a maybe.
Ed Sheeran's a no.
Also some bad optics, an ex-wife sailing up on a $100 million yacht, their reality TV star daughter bringing along a film crew, and their barely out of puberty son, seemingly inspired by the Greek landscape and a somewhat literal reading of Oedipus. Oh, and there are Syrian refugees cluttering up the view.
Poor things.
Well, they've come a long way. They want my going a bit further. Get rid of them.
It's a public beach. In Greece, all beaches are public.
It's not me. It's my guests. Some of them are very superficial.
As for those celebrities who are not showing up, the party planner has a solution.
The lookalikes.
Yeah, Simon Cowell. He's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like Rod Stewart's bitter older brother. Is that George Michael?
It does look like George Michael.
George Michael's dead.
Plenty of fodder here, both for comedy and for outrage. The film is inspired by the real-life extravagances of folks like Tyco executive Dennis Koslowski and Top Shop bigwig Sir Philip Green. Happily for writer-director Michael Winterbottom, there are sufficient copycat examples that he won't be sued for slander. His approach here is hardly subtle.
You've been described as the unacceptable face of capitalism.
He was a bully. He was a parasite.
I've done nothing wrong.
Still, credit him with making serious points lightly in Greed, about the exploitation of workers, about the excesses of the billionaire class, about, in short, the age in which we live. I'm Bob Mondello. I did it for the money.